All right, guys. Good afternoon. Good to see you. Just getting ready for San Diego. Obviously, there's some things we need to clean up from the previous week, and today is we got some more install of the game plan, and hopefully that goes well. We'll see where we're at. Head on out and then play a good San Diego Chargers special teams unit that we need to play better in our area. So with that, I'll answer any questions. No, he's supposed to be there. He's trying to block the corner there. He didn't bump into him or anything. He's doing a good job, but Travis still had enough room there. It's a ball, obviously, Travis would say that he needs to handle.
Looking at the block punt attempt,
mm-hmm.
When did you see that you thought this was going to work, and how close was it to you? It looked really cool.
It was. We got a lot of people to the football. Obviously, it didn't work out for us, the end result, but it was one of those situations that it looked like a return. They were getting out awfully fast, and that's kind of that happens when you have big returns the previous week. The coverage teams usually get out a little faster, so we elected to show return and go after it, and obviously didn't get it, but we got to do a better job of staying off the punter. But when you're going for it, you either get it or you don't, and that's the world of special teams. There was three, almost four, and a couple of their guys turned around and looked back as they were going down the field because they knew that they got out a little fast, and it was just an unfortunate play. If we had to call it again, we'd do it again.
What about the tip on the video, the one where they rolled it down at the two-yard line late in the game? That was a huge call.
It was a huge call, close call. That's why we challenged it. It was awfully close. So you have to go with what the officials, how they ruled it. Yeah, it was awful close that I don't think there was probably clear-cut evidence. You could probably make an argument either way. You just have to play how it goes. A host of guys. And the nice thing is all throughout OTAs, this is kind of the special teams world. If someone goes down, this is where you've been training guys all spring, all training camp. And even though our roster has been somewhat fluid, we've had the majority of the same guys. So it's next man up, and it'll be different guys that'll do it, but I have great confidence in the players that will fill those roles.
Three different ways Travis Benjamin said, I definitely got hit, I definitely got bumped, I'm not using it as an excuse, but I got hit by someone, I might have been my own guy, that's why I didn't get the flag, but it kind of rattled me a little bit. So I'm just wondering, and the only person that could have done that was close enough to do it, it looked like on the film, might have been Gilbert, so I'm just wondering.
Wasn't hit.
He didn't touch him at all?
No.
Did you ask Travis about that at all, or what did he tell you maybe?
No, I didn't ask him. I would say this. You know, unfortunately, we had a muff punt. Those are plays that cannot happen. And Travis will also be the first one to tell you, and I'll tell you. I mean, we talked about his returns the previous week. It was an unfortunate event. He's going to be our punt returner, and no doubt about it. Gilbert was working hard to keep the single gunner off of him. But in those situations, the ball was high for Marquette King. He made an immediate fair catch, which was good. He was square on the ball. He just pulled his eyes a little bit. And good news for that, that's an easy fix. So he came out yesterday and caught the ball real well in windy conditions, and Travis will be just fine.
But just to be clear, he did see somebody bumped him, but no one from their team.
No, no one hit him.
No
one hit him. Were there people close by? Sure. I mean, it's a bang-bang play. There's a lot of people coming down, but at the end of the day, he was clean.
Chris, 76-yard net punt, is that a record for you?
Yes. Yes. In fact, this week, they said that there will be no blimps over the over Qualcomm because their punter, Seifries, also, he's an Andy Lee-type punter that bangs away. And so this weekend, it will be a great duel between both punters, but no, I've never been a part of a 76-yard net.
Thank you.